sense of God. Now we're going to turn our attention to the Heidelberg Catechism. The Heidelberg Catechism is a helpful teaching tool to us in reflecting the great biblical truths of the Word of God. And we're going to turn to page 22 in your red booklets, Three Forms of Unity. The Three Forms of Unity, which talks about what is true faith. And then at the end of that, of Lord's Day 7, you see questions 20 to 23, we are going to recite the Apostles' Creed, the Holy Catholic Church, or the Holy Catholic Faith, meaning the universal faith that we are united to all Christians, to all churches who proclaim the true Christ, who believe in what the Scriptures teach. And so we have that fellowship through the work of the Spirit with all Christians across the world today as we all set apart this day to worship Him and proclaim who He is. So let's go through this together. Lord's Day 7, and please respond to the questions. Are all men then saved by Christ as they have perished in Adam? No. Only those who by true faith are engrafted into Him and receive all His benefits. What is true faith? True faith is not only first knowledge of whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in His Word, but also a hearty trust which the Holy Spirit works in me by the gospel, not only to others, but to me also. Forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God, merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. What then is necessary for a Christian to believe? All that is promised us in the gospel, which the articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith teach us in summary. What are these articles? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. Third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Sense of God, the Catechism has just finished teaching about how Christ is the perfect Savior because He is both truly God and truly man. Christ has provided the perfect salvation to bring sinners in fellowship to God. But who does this salvation apply to? The Bible does not teach universalism. It doesn't teach that Christ died and saved everyone from their sins. What the Bible does teach is that those who have true faith will be saved. Genesis 15 is really the foundation of how all of God's people are saved, both Old and New Testament. Genesis 15 teaches us that Abraham had faith in God, meaning Abraham was fully convinced of what God was able to do, to fulfill what He was able to what He promised. And because Abraham was fully convinced in God's promise, he was counted as righteous in God's sight, or just in God's sight. Habakkuk 2 also reinforces this same message when the prophet says that the just shall live by faith. And then Paul, in Romans 1, quotes Habakkuk 2 when he says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and then also for the Greek. And then Paul says, the just shall live by faith. But what is true faith according to the Scriptures? The Catechism summarizes the Bible's teaching by saying that there are two important aspects to true faith. And these two aspects are two sides of the same coin. There's knowledge and conviction. That's first, the first aspect of true faith. knowledge and conviction of what God says in His Word. This is in contrast, really, to the Roman Catholic Church that says true faith is meaning that it's true faith is not believing what the church teaches. Right, the true faith is not about being dependent on whatever the church says is the truth. True faith is born out of what the Bible says is true, and that's what we must believe above everything else. That's why when you read or you see the title of this book, The Three Forms of Unity, you also read that they are subordinate doctrines. Doctrinal standards, meaning that they are subordinate to the Word of God. They are not equal to the Word of God. And so Christians are called to believe all of what God has said in His Word. True faith is believing God at His Word. True faith is not just knowing things about God and His Word, but it's actually agreeing with God's Word because you are convicted that it actually does come from the authority of God's mouth. But how do you know that your faith is based on the right knowledge and conviction? Because many people claim to know God. Many people claim to be pastors and teachers of God who would say that they believe in the Word of God wholeheartedly. But that's where the second side of true faith comes into place. The evidence that you truly take God at His Word is that you will have a deeply rooted assurance because God's Word is all about the gospel. From Genesis to Revelation, it is one story about how God saves sinners in Jesus Christ. That's what the whole Bible is about. And so if you say, I believe what all that the Bible teaches me, and I'm convicted that it is the truth, that what you're going to be convicted of is your sin and your need for Christ. And you're going to be convinced of the gospel. So because you truly take God at His Word, you will be convinced that you are a sinner that has received forgiveness that can only be forgiven through the blood of Jesus Christ. When you take God at His Word, you will believe in the true gospel that saves. Paul says that when you believe in the gospel by faith, you have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So there's a peace, there's that deeply rooted assurance, there's that hearty trust that is created not by us, but created by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who breathes life into us. The Holy Spirit is the one who opens our eyes to see our need for Christ when we hear the Word of God. Actually, Paul says that very same thing in Ephesians chapter 1 when he says, when you heard the gospel of your salvation and when you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. So yes, when we hear the gospel, we do believe in Christ, but that true faith is the work of the Father, the work of the Son, and it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's why in Ephesians 2:8, Paul says that faith is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So to summarize, true faith is about knowing God objectively through His Word and placing our wholehearted trust in Christ. But we cannot truly believe God unless the Holy Spirit gives us ears to hear and eyes to see. We cannot have that deeply rooted assurance unless the Holy Spirit first works in us through the preaching and teaching of the gospel. This is profoundly comforting to us because our assurance is not looking at the strength of our faith. It's not about, true faith is not about how hard we hold on to Christ. True faith boasts in Christ's perfect work. True faith boasts in Christ's perfect righteousness and in His perfect salvation. It's all about how strong the grip of Christ has over us, not the other way around. Amen? Amen.